This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Make your tax refund go farther at O'Reilly Auto Parts. If you've been delaying some much-needed car maintenance, delay no longer. Spend a little of your tax refund on your vehicle now and save on expensive repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts has exactly what you need at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
Back at it here on SB Nation Radio, rolling on the Sports Bosses. Ryan Leaf set to join us, talking about what he's been up to and what he has been going through. And he joins us now on our Rocket Mortgage guest line. And Ryan, first of all, Jim and Sean here in Miami, thank you so much for hanging out with us. And I always have a buddy of mine that struggled with addiction as well. And he used to always tell me that ships are safe in a harbor, but that is not where ships were meant to be. And I think it's a great quote when you're dealing with addiction and overcoming. And I just want you to know that I'm so happy you've joined us. And just tell us about every day what it is getting up in the morning, dealing with this and trying to help people who have the same things.
Well, I mean, you know, the chemical's been out of my system for a long time. This is about, you know, this is about exhibiting behaviors that were there before any kind of substance was introduced to me. So I always have to be aware of that. And the best thing about being a former athlete is that, you know, we're regimented. There's itinerary to our days. We're very structured. So, you know, I'm up at 6. You know, I meditate and pray. I'm in the gym. I'm off the office. If I get an opportunity to play golf in the afternoon, I go to meetings. You know, I work with people. I see a therapist. You know, and then I'm home with my family. So it's structured. And it's important to keep that structure because that makes it easier. Completely regimented makes it an easier day for anybody who's dealing with any kind of substance abuse or mental health issue.
All right. Tell us a little bit about the Transcend Recovery community and how they've helped you out.
Well, I mean, I've been associated with them for about 3 years now, and I'm blessed to have been their program ambassador for that entire time as well. So I get to travel around the country and do things like this. We're located in Los Angeles, Houston, and New York, and we're a recovery community based in sober living environments for people who are dealing with, again, substance abuse and mental health issues. And you know, they've done a tremendous job. I'm really proud to be a part of the group. I've seen it grow along with my behaviors. I've seen it grow. So I'm super grateful to have been a part of it and continue to be a part of it.
Yeah, you can follow for more information on the Transcend community, go to transcendrecoverycommunity.com. You can follow them on Twitter at TranscendSL. Now, Ryan, with the Super Bowl going on and you see all the athletes and all the people and all the adoration and then the NFL draft coming, when you look back at your time coming out of college, getting into the draft, what advice would you know if you were able to sit down with a Sam Darnold or a Josh Rosen or a Josh Allen, any of these kids coming out, what would be your biggest advice from Ryan Leaf to these kids?
Well, I'll get that opportunity exactly to do that here in about about 3 weeks or so. The NFL has asked me to mentor the quarterback position at the combine, and I was lucky enough to do that last year as well. And my immediate statement to these guys is that just because you're a great football player doesn't make you a good person, okay? And if you can build that foundation first, everything else usually follows suit. So I usually kind of disarm them with that comment, and then we go into whatever they need to ask questions about, you know, the process, what they should be expecting, you know, the entitlement comes from when you declare or when your season's over to when the draft happens is huge, all right? You are told you're the best thing. You're placed on this giant pedestal. You're given all of these things. So it's important to keep a level head and keep some perspective with what's going on.
Now, Ryan, with you and everything that you've been through, at what point did you realize that, okay, I need to get help?
You know, I don't know if I ever really, you know, I rolled until those wheels fell off and I ended up in a prison cell. So I don't know if I ever necessarily found that out. Of course, I changed my behavior and started choosing to act differently near the end of my prison stay, and I knew when I got out that that the foundation of my life was going to have to be based in service work. And I knew that when I got out, I also was going to need and seek treatment for my mental health issues. You know, I had stayed sober while in prison, but it was important that I sought out help to build that foundation. And, you know, I had to be humbled in a way, where my hope is that somebody out there is listening to your radio show who is going through something very similar to what I went through can reach out and ask for help and not necessarily go to the bottom that I did.
Talking to Ryan Leaf with us here on SB Nation Radio on the Sports Bosses. When you look back, how do you view football? Is football, do you enjoy watching football? Do you think it helped? Do you think it hurt you? What is your image or what is your opinion of football?
I love football. I mean, it gave me everything in my life, you know? It made me a leader. It gave me defeat. It gave me, you know, it gave me adversity. It's done everything for me. It's now given me a job. You know, I work for SiriusXM and Fox Sports, and I'm a college football analyst. So it's something that's been in my life for a long time. It's something my father and I used to talk about all the time. And for a time in my life, it was very toxic, and I wasn't able to really watch the NFL. But, you know, I love football. I love what it brings to the community, how it teaches young men about leadership and family and loyalty and all these things. So I'm a big proponent for NFL football, for college football, for junior football. I just, you know, want people to be aware of the risks of playing football. But other than that, it can do many great things for not only you but your community as well.
All right, Ryan, I got an analyst question for you. The top four quarterbacks you got in this NFL draft coming up, which one are you leaning toward being the number one pick for Cleveland?
Well, I'm kind of waiting to actually spend some time with them here in a few weeks. But, you know, the guy that I really like is Baker Mayfield. I just like who he is, where he came from. I want to see a significant change in his behavior from the Senior Bowl until the draft. I think that's going to tell a lot of GM scouts and teams, you know, what they're getting into, because this is the biggest audition of his life. You know, he's auditioning to be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company. And I like what he could bring to the table. I want to see a significant change in his behavior from this point on, because I think he's very capable of doing and playing at the highest level very well.
Ryan, when you look at on the pro level now, when you look at a Tom Brady and a Nick Foles, you know, two guys who are the targets, what everyone's looking at here for the Super Bowl, because that's what the quarterback position does. What is more impressive for you, what Tom Brady has done, or that Nick Foles has come up out of the bench and led this team to a Super Bowl? What a remarkable story on each end.
It is. I mean, it's a great story what Nick Foles has done, but you know, there's nothing in comparison to what Tom Brady has done with his career. Okay, we'll never see anything like this I won't ever see anything again like this in my lifetime, where a quarterback comes in, and his 17 years of playing, he goes to 8 Super Bowls, which means pretty much half of his career was spent finishing the season for a championship, and he's won 5 of them up to this point. So what he's done is amazing. I've been so privileged to be alive during this time to be able to watch it happen. I'm excited for the game on Sunday. I think Philadelphia has the better top-to-bottom football team. I'm just not going to bet against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. They're the best in the business. They do this constantly. They are not playing the New York Giants, so who is their kryptonite? So in the end, I got New England 28, Philadelphia 27.
Oh, you got a one-point game, 28.
Now, is that a last-second touchdown to win the game, or just?
Yeah, I got Philadelphia being up 27-21 late in the football game, and of course, Tom Brady with the ball last does what he does best, leads them back. They score and win by one.
See, that's how I know Ryan Leaf is now officially a media guy, because you gave me a show and you gave me a big finish. You gave me a big TV finish to win the game. Ryan, thank you so much, man. And stay strong, and God bless you with everything you're doing, my friend.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate the time.
All right. Ryan Leaf is on Twitter at Ryan D, like David, Ryan D. Leaf. Let's take a break. Much more going on. Eagles Media Day happening today. And Kamar Aiken, wide receiver of the Colts. We'll get into him next. Sports Bosses, SB Nation.